You are listening to Benefit from the Bible. The Bible is God's word of truth to show us our need for Jesus, to save us through Jesus, and to show us how to live for Jesus. If you have questions or needs, please let us know. Dear friends in Jesus Christ, on this Thanksgiving Eve 2019, I want to focus on just two things tonight. First of all, some Thanksgiving realities, and then I want to touch on the idea of thanks in tonight's four scripture readings. As I get into Thanksgiving realities, I want to state four questions, and I would invite you to try to answer them in your own heart and mind. Number one, when did Thanksgiving officially begin? Do you know the year? It was in 1863, that is 156 years ago, when Abraham Lincoln declared Thanksgiving to be a national holiday in America. Question number two, what was going on in our nation in 1863? Do you know? That was the very middle of the Civil War. The Civil War was 1861 to 1865, so right in the middle, in 1863, that is when we began our National Day of Thanksgiving. Think about this now. Of all the wars our nation has been involved with during the history of our nation, almost half of all who have died in all of those wars, half of them, almost half of them, died in the Civil War. Even in World War II, only about 400,000 Americans died. In our Civil War, 600,000. Now, of course, keep in mind, we're counting the men dying on both sides, but still, it was a time of great struggle, great difficulty, great sadness within our nation, and right in the midst of that, that is when President Lincoln declared Thanksgiving to be a national holiday. Think about that, though. When times are good, sometimes we're so much enjoying the good that we forget to give thanks to God. But when times are very difficult, like they were back then during the Civil War, that was a time to draw closer to God. That was a time to recognize how he was blessing even in the midst of the struggle, and that was a time to decide to officially honor God, to thank God in a special way each year, right in the midst of that struggle. Question number three, what is a typical Thanksgiving day in America today? You probably have your list of items. This is my list. It might include not working on that day, not going to school on that day, maybe attending a parade, probably eating turkey, maybe watching football, and in more recent years, maybe even going shopping later on in the day. According to a student from St. Louis University, she said that Thanksgiving is about three things. It's about family time, confronting our history, and thankfulness. Looking more carefully at her section on thankfulness, she gave this advice. She said that we should reflect on the people, places, groups, and things that we are thankful for, and we should do that at some point during this holiday. Now, that does sound nice when she says it. However, though, she's simply talking about remembering the blessings that we have, but not actually thanking the Almighty God, who is the ultimate giver of every good and perfect gift. So let's not only remember the blessings, maybe count the blessings, but let's make sure we are truly giving thanks to the Almighty God. The final question here in the first part, what is the meaning of the word thanksgiving? Google has two definitions. Number one, thanksgiving is the expression of gratitude, especially to God. And then number two, Thanksgiving is an annual national holiday marked by religious observances and a traditional meal, including turkey. So even Google is getting God in there for Thanksgiving. That's what it is really about. And may God help us to always include him in a very special way on Thanksgiving Day and even throughout the year. In the second part tonight, I want to focus very briefly on each of our four readings tonight and just on the parts that talk about Thanksgiving. In our first reading, our Old Testament reading, we were in Deuteronomy chapter 8. Now keep in mind the setting there. The people have wandered in the wilderness for 40 years. The older generation has passed away. The younger generation has grown up. And now they're about ready to enter into the promised land. God is speaking through Moses to give the people some final instructions. So Moses told them, "The Lord your God has led you these 40 years in the wilderness. He fed you with manna. Your clothing did not wear out. And the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land." So he reminded them of these great blessings the Lord had given to them, even though they, like us, are all poor, miserable sinners. And then what Moses said is he said, "You shall bless the Lord your God." What does it mean that we bless the Lord our God? That means that we declare God the origin of power for success, prosperity, fertility. In other words, any success we have, that has come as a gift from God. Let us give him thanks. Any prosperity that we have, again, a gift from God. Let us give him thanks. Any fertility that we have, again, a gift from God. Let us give him thanks. Going on to Psalm 67, in the first part, it says we are blessed for a purpose. So the psalmist calls God's blessing down upon him and the others, and then he basically says, "Bless us that your way may be known on the earth, your salvation among all nations." So we have been blessed, and God wants to use us to be a blessing so that others know that God loves us. God is giving us what we need, and God has saved us from our sins. In the second part of the psalm, it says we should praise God for his fairness, for his uprightness. God is a God that is completely fair and kind and merciful and so much more. But God also has almighty power. So if God wasn't the ways I just described, God could come right to me. He could tear the arms right off my body, and I could do absolutely nothing about it. But God is kind. God is loving. God is fair. God treats us in ways that are far better than we deserve. Therefore, let us give him praise and thanks. Finally, in the psalm, it says that we should praise God for our food. So think about the process. We have many hardworking farmers in the world, and they are tilling the ground, planting the seed, maybe putting on fertilizer, harvesting the crops. But without the blessings of the Almighty God to make the seeds grow, to send the rain, to send the sunshine, and so on, we wouldn't have anything to eat. Because we have such an abundance of food in America, I think it's easy to forget to thank God for what he has given, but let us recognize how much we are blessed. And if we don't think we are, I challenge you to do this experiment. Go 3 days without eating. 3 days without eating, and then when you come to the food on the fourth day, I'm pretty sure you will be thankful for that food in your heart, in your mind, and maybe even expressing thanksgiving to God for what he has given. Going on to our epistle reading real quick here, we're in Philippians chapter 4, and we come to a very familiar verse. So it says to us that whenever we are anxious, we should take those anxieties and give them to God, and we do that via regular prayer, via earnest prayer, and we do so with thanksgiving. What is the benefit of such? We are taking the anxieties, we are giving them to God, and as we do so with thanksgiving, then we are focusing on the blessings God has given us. We are giving him thanks for those blessings. And now, at the end of that process, we're no longer anxious, and now we are rejoicing because of what God has given. Let us follow that practice over and over again in our lives. Finally, in today's gospel reading, we come to the 10 men. They had leprosy. They cried out to Jesus for healing, and he did heal them. But sadly, though, only one man came back to give thanks. That's probably typical in our world today. The Bible says that God opens his hand and satisfies the desire of every living thing. And yet, how many are really giving thanks? Maybe one out of 10, maybe even less than 1 out of 10. May God help us this Thanksgiving and each day going forward to be the 1 out of the 10. No matter what the other 9 do, if they ignore God, so be it, but let us be the 1 out of the 10. Let us see what he is doing and let us give him thanks. Let us pray. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we are sinful and weak, yet you bless us with forgiveness, strength, and so much more. Help us to thank you in many and various ways, now and always. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening. If you are searching for a church in the Parma, Ohio area, please attend with us at Bethlehem. We are located at 7500 State Road in Parma. This is our regular schedule. Saturdays, divine service at 4. Sundays, divine service at 9. Classes at 10:30. For our festival schedule and for much more, go to our website, BethlehemLutheranChurchParma.com. Now, may the Lord of peace himself continually grant you peace in every circumstance. The Lord be with us all.